Hey everyone, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. I'm your host, Suyo, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, and a founder of a company called Futuring Now, where we help individual startups and corporate teams and brands innovate using our one-of-a-kind remote innovation workshops. If you want to know more, just go to www.futuringnow.com and you should be able to see all the things which we are putting up there. Actually, I have to apologize because we did not put the Dailyish podcast quite daily. So sorry for that. I'm not going to say I was busy and that's why I couldn't make it, because that's actually the truth, but that's not very amusing to listen to. So I'm just going to say sorry, and I'm really happy to be back here. And in today's podcast, we are going to talk about the Apple Watch 6, if I'm not wrong, if that's what they are calling it. So basically yesterday, there was the Apple event happening where they were launching a lot of stuff, especially iPad stuff and iWatch stuff, like the Apple Watch stuff. And I was listening to it actually in the background, and simultaneously I was working on the web design thing, as I discussed last time on Webflow. And it was quite interesting to listen to it. And once in a while, I was just switching and going to the main screen and seeing all the things they were showing, because they had a lot of different videos planned in the whole event. And those were very nicely done videos. And also the video which you could see, like a minute and a half long, which is about using the watch and how there is a voice assistant, and the tone of voice of the voice assistant is basically, imagine if there was something, and then the person is saying, we already have it in the watch. And that's how the whole narrative was of the video. And it was quite interesting to show the features. In the beginning, the features were quite obvious, because we all know that that thing is really possible right now. But later they started to go into heartbeat, ECG, and then oxygen meter, which is one of the key requirements of today's time, right in the context. And it was quite interesting to see that they were able to do that. And the watch is able to do all these things. So I got very interested. I saw the video later as well, just to understand what's happening. Because as I said, I was working at the same moment when I was attending the event. It was quite tough to catch both the things. So then I realized that the Apple Watch has turned into something more deep and more included in the lifestyle of a person. And I remember one of the keynotes happened a couple of years ago when they were talking about Apple Watch is no longer a productivity device. It's more than that. It's more like a health device. And we had heard that before. But now, as new and new applications are coming in the picture, new and new technologies are dropping, it's becoming very, very interesting, because now the Apple Watch is not only the watch to see the timing, but it's becoming something which is watching over you. So it's keeping basically a watch on you and your health and your all the things which are happening in your body. And that is quite interesting. Like, they're both things. Like, they're all positive things about it. They're also negative things about it, as you are becoming dependent on these things. And the data is very valuable, and the privacy things come in, and the kind of things they get to do just by looking at your data, it's immense, because they have so many data banks, so many data sets ready just through this watch, which is tracking your stuff all day long. And there's so many people who will be wearing these watches. So there are a couple of threats to it, but there are also so many possibilities. So just imagine that all the medicines or all the things which are usually prescribed to you by your doctor would potentially turn into data-driven thing, which will happen as we go ahead in this whole new world. But imagine, just because there is so much data about you and your daily activities tracked in your history, in your iPhone because of the watch, they will be able to really come up with medicines which are really, really specific for you and from your perspective, instead of just giving you some standardized things. So that's going to be very interesting. That means there will be also scope for companies who can create customized medicines. I'm not sure, I haven't done research on that, but that will be very interesting, that you have data, then there are doctors who are able to see the data and take some decisions, because there will still be the human factor involved in the medical, at least in the transitioning period. And then there are companies who are creating these medicines for you and sending it to you, and they are more for you. So that's a very interesting proposal there, because I was actually brainstorming on a couple of things which were dropped in that video, like understanding the features. And this was very much important for me, that because of the data thing, the medicines could be very personalized, and you can also track the effect of medicines and change the medicines quickly, like if it's not working or if it's working for your body. So that's really, really cool. And then there could be a bunch of subscription services based on the data which is generated by this device, and that's also quite interesting to see. And I think this is just the beginning of a whole new era of healthcare. And of course, right now it's very luxurious, very elitist, only for few people who could afford to get the watch. But as we go ahead, the technology will be more available and everybody will get their hands on it. And it will be very amazing to see how positively we can use this technology. The oxygen meter really caught my attention because, as I said, it's a need of the hour. Everybody's talking about the blood oxygen right now, and they're able to do it, sense it through using the light rays and which are reflected through the veins, and they're able to calculate that and come up with how much percentage of oxygen is there in your body. That's very interesting, and that's gonna help us till we come across the vaccine and all those things, because you can always keep a tap on your oxygen and see, make sure that you are safe and healthy and your body is functioning well. So that's going to be easy. Another thing which, as I talk about it right now, is coming to my head is we are not used to seeing this data, right? We are not never seeing this data real time, like heartbeats. That's okay, because a lot of bands and everything are able to see the heartbeats. So that's very usual. Like when you run, you see heartbeats changing. When you are scared or you are getting angry, the heart rate changes. So that's what we are used to. But the blood oxygen level or ECG are not the things which you usually know. So there needs to be an educational curve about it, because as you put on the device, you'll be able to see all these things real time. So the question is, what do you do with this information, and how we are aware about what's happening is going to be interesting, because merely you'll be able to see these numbers, but what these numbers mean, that we need to know, and how they change. So that's going to be also a very interesting thing to see. And yeah, it's quite fascinating, the possibilities which are there. So the one thing is the indication about your own body. The other thing is to take care of your body properly. And then the application of all these numbers and how it can help us live a better life or help us get some better problem solving going on. So those were some of the reflections I had while I went through the watch video and understood some of the features and some of the things which are coming up. Personally, I am against having a device on my wrist and checking it all the time. I'm kind of already not frustrated, but I'm already done with amount of screen time I have and amount of screens I have in front of me. So I think phone is enough. By having a smartwatch, I don't want to get into the cycle of checking it all the time. That's what my worry is. That's why I'm right now using the Casio F91W, very basic digital watch, just to see the time, because that's the whole purpose of the watch, to see the time and not to being watched by a watch. But I think as the health benefits increase, I would like to have a watch at some point which will just stay on my arm and just see the stuff, and maybe I get notified through the phone and I don't want to see one more screen. At least right now, maybe things change as I go ahead, but right now I don't want one more screen in my life. It will be good to have the experience neat and clean and without having one more screen. Just like that other thing you get, no, there is a ring to track your sleep. That is also very interesting. You don't have direct screen on it. You see stuff on your phone and that's okay. So you just have one more variable without a digital input on it. So that could be also nice. And if Apple is able to make that, I'm pretty sure they will not make it. But if they will make such a device which will be just a band without anything and everything is connected to the iPhone and you see stuff on the iPhone with all the technology of Apple in that particular band, it will be super duper dope. And that way they will also cut down so many costs and it will come very affordable, very down to the purpose of solving problems, purpose of helping people with the health issues, the way they are communicating it throughout the whole campaign and on the videos. It will be about that, but it will be just that and not the other screens and apps and typefaces and the clock hands and clock skins and themes on it. So that will be very interesting to see as well. I guess that's all from this podcast. Just wanted to reflect on the watch. Had many thoughts going on. If I come up with more things, I'll get back to you in coming podcasts and I'll share it with you. I hope it was interesting for you and you got something out of it. I would really love to know, what do you think about the watch and what do you think would be the best application possible using this particular technology, and I would like to know that, and you can do that by sending me an inbox in my Instagram, which is the Fun Indian Guy. So go there and send me a message, and I would love to discuss that, and I would love to take the conversation ahead. With that said, guys, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you a very good time ahead, and I hope to talk to you soon. With that, keep building amazing, beautiful, meaningful things in life, and while you do so, make sure you're having fun, because otherwise it's not gonna be very interesting. That's all, guys. I'll catch you super duper soon. Thanks for listening.